Some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem." Jerusalem. Jerusalem. The city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is abandoned. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The opening hymn for worship today, "There's a Wideness in God's Mercy" by Pastor Frederick William Faber, was first published in 1854. There were 8 verses. Not long after that, it was published again with 13 verses. We sang 4. Many hymnals have 3. As I was preparing for worship, I read over the words. The last line that we sang is, "And our lives will be thanksgiving for the goodness of the Lord." I immediately knew that the word thanksgiving was different. I distinctly remember the words from the LBW, that book we used to call the Green Hymnal. The words were, "And our lives would be all sunshine in the sweetness of the Lord." I remember disliking that version. I still do. That's not the way faith works. Loving God and following Jesus do not make our lives all sunshine and sweet all the time. We cannot avoid clouds and storms as we travel the road of life. As I'm prone to do, I did some research on this hymn. This hymn has been published in over 900 hymnals. In seminary in the 1960s, it was one of my favorites. We sang it with a rock-style melody, and we did sing "Sunshine." My guess is that the wording originated in the 1960s because that was the age of sunshine and lollipops. Actually, that phrase has changed several times. We sang the Thanksgiving version. The Baptist hymnal has the words, "That our lives would be more loving in the likeness of our Lord." I like that. But I also found the original words. "And our lives would be illumined by the presence of the Lord." I really like the original version. "And our lives will be illumined by the presence of the Lord." This is exactly what we need as we travel the road of life. As we travel with the Lord, we don't wander about aimlessly. We're at our best when our lives are illumined by God's Spirit. "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Now, we set aside these 40 days of Lent for this very purpose. To think about our journey. To think about the road that we travel. To reflect on our spiritual lives. To seek illumination. To seek the light and the salvation of the Lord. We set this time aside so that we might follow the ways of Jesus better, so that we might live better lives. We observe Lent so that we might be better people. Do you know that our English word quarantine comes from the Latin word meaning 40 days? Quartet means four, quarantine means 40 days. The word quarantine is based directly on the biblical concept of 40 days. Literally, a quarantine is 40 days of isolation. Jesus quarantined himself in the desert for 40 days. He quarantined himself so that he would receive illumination about his mission, what his mission on earth would be for the next 3 years. Our Lent is a 40-day spiritual quarantine. We observe this time so that we might receive illumination about what it means for us to be Christians, what it means for us to live spiritually. And our lives will be illumined by the presence of the Lord. Today's gospel reading takes place in the middle of Jesus' journey to Jerusalem. Before this story, today, the storyteller Luke tells us in chapter 9, verse 51, when the days drew near for him to be taken up, Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. Now we're in chapter 13, and Jesus enters Jerusalem in chapter 19. So we're about in the middle. Jesus hinted to that event of going into Jerusalem when he said he won't return to Jerusalem until the city says, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." We call that Palm Sunday. That's a reference to his entrance into Palm Sunday on a donkey. Jesus was making it clear that his ministry was to cast out demons. His ministry is to heal. His ministry is to save. This was the mission that he discovered in that quarantine of 40 days in the wilderness. And when confronted with death by King Herod, Jesus basically said, "Tell that fox that I answer to a higher authority." Jesus is saying, even though Herod might think he's in charge, Herod is not in charge. Herod could not prevent Jesus from casting out demons. Herod could not prevent Jesus from healing the people. Herod could not prevent Jesus from saving God's children. It's not a coincidence that Jesus compared himself to a mother hen. Jesus looked at Jerusalem and said, "I've often desired to gather you like a mother hen protecting her brood under her wings." A mother hen will die to protect her chicks. And the sad truth is, Herod the fox, when foxes and hens clash, the hen is never the winner. But Jesus looks to Jerusalem, desiring to protect, to keep God's children safe, safe from foxes like Herod, safe from demons, safe from illness, safe from death. Jerusalem was symbolic. It was a spiritual city for God's people. They believed that it was God's home. So what is Jerusalem for us as we travel on our journey? About 35 years ago, it was a Palm Sunday, and I had a children's sermon, and I asked the children the name of the city that Jesus rode his donkey into. I wanted some kid to say Jerusalem so badly, but they didn't know. Even though we'd mentioned it several times during worship, they didn't know. So I gave them a hint. I said, The name of the city starts with Jer, Jer. And one of the kids' eyes lit up and he shouted out, Jerry City. That was a little town just 3 miles away. But maybe that child was onto something. As we travel, Jesus looks at our town, our city, and says, I want to gather you together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. Jesus is saying to us today, I want to gather you. I want to gather you, Erie, Fairview, Girard, Harbor Creek, McCain, Edinburgh, Waterford, North Fort Myers, any city or town, Jerry City, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Harrisburg, Washington, D.C. Jesus wants to gather us all together unto himself. The question Jesus is asking us is, are you willing to be gathered under my wings? Jerusalem of old did not. Do we desire to be gathered unto Jesus? Are you willing? Jesus is saying to us today, come to me. I will give my life to protect you from the fox, the demons, the sickness, and the death. In our reading, Jesus talked about his work, and he said he works today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I finish my work. The phrase, on the third day, is a direct reference to his resurrection. The earthly mission of Jesus is finished at the resurrection. I said earlier that when foxes and hens clash, the hen is never the winner. However, when the hen is Jesus, every fox, every demon, every evil loses when the hen is Jesus. Jesus wins. Grace wins. Love wins. God wins. So can we travel safely? Safely on the road of life? A life that's constantly filled with dangers and troubles and sickness and temptations, sin, threats of death and death itself? Can we travel safely when everything seems to be falling apart? Can we travel safely when we're being attacked, manipulated, injured, or bullied? Can we travel safely when we have physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual problems? I say, yes, we can travel safely in Christ. The first and foremost way to travel safely is to find yourself under the wings of Jesus. Go to him. Let him protect you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Traveling in this world can be dangerous. It can be exhausting. Sometimes we need to quarantine ourselves under the wings of Jesus. Sometimes we need a spiritual timeout, a spiritual quarantine. We travel safely when we carve out daily time to quarantine ourselves, every day to find some time under the wings of Jesus. We travel safely when we take the time to pray with words and to pray without words. Sometimes We pray by yelling and screaming. Other times we pray in stillness, by breathing and praying, shh. When Jesus used the image of the mother hen, he said it was to gather us together. He would gather us together. Being part of a community of believers helps us to travel safely. Being here together today is witness that in Christ we're safe. We're safe in him. In the reading today, Jesus lamented that the house was abandoned. The place where God dwells in his day was abandoned. God dwells in the community of believers. God dwells within us. God forbid that the children of God abandon the presence of God. The presence of God is found in the people gathered together. This is God's house. We, the people, are God's house. And finally, we travel safely when we focus our minds, our hearts, our souls on the third day. As travelers, our destination, our eternal home is where we're headed. We're never going to be 100% safe until we're there. But for now, we fix our minds, our hearts, and our souls on our eternal destination, on our eternal home, where there will be sunshine, eternal sunshine. But for now, as we travel, we will have sunshine. And even in the midst of clouds and storms, we can live thankfully. And God, through the Holy Spirit, will illuminate us, give us illumination. Friends in Christ, travel safely. Go well. Travel in Christ. Travel with Jesus. Let us pray. We focus our minds now on the dangers and the troubles, the temptations, the sin in our lives, in the lives of those we love, and in the whole world. Focus ourselves on all these dangers. Think of these troubles now in this moment of silence. And now, feel the presence of God and listen to God's voice. Come to me under my wing. Come to me and be safe. Come to me for healing, love, salvation. Listen to God saying to us, those we love in the whole world, come to me. Come to me. Come to me.